Let's take a few minutes and pray for our president-elect, Joe Biden. Use him as a point of contact to his vice president-elect and to every other person that is going to be working with them in government. Let's pray for this man, that the Lord will uphold him with his right hand of righteousness. We pray for ability. There's ability required for the work of leadership. We pray for ability. We pray for competence in the name of Jesus. Decisions that need to be made, that these decisions will be made according to the word of God, according to the fear of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. There'll be decisions based on integrity and honesty and love for people. Love for the people in the name of Jesus. Oh, let's pray for him that he will not be corruptible in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for him. He will not be overwhelmed by the weight of the office in the name of Jesus. Let's pray he will continue to love truth. He will love mercy. He will walk in the fear of God in the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus. Oh, we pray for him, Lord. We pray for this man that he will have the confidence that comes with your appointment, the confidence that comes with your authority. We pray for this man in the name of the Lord Jesus, that he will walk in the light of your word. He will walk in the light of your truth. We pray for this man in the name of Jesus, that he will be filled with the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding, in the name of the Lord Jesus. He'll be full of the light of God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We pray for this man. We pray, God, let your wisdom fill him. Let your wisdom fill his heart. Let him be as bold as a lion. Let him not be scared to take bold steps. In the name of Jesus, we pray for this man that he will not just be God-fearing, but he will open the door and he will keep the door open for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in this nation and all over the world. In the name of Jesus, he will not seek to be politically correct, seek to pander to interests and different people that are not really seeking God's interest, but that he will seek to do the will of God. He will seek to follow the will of God. He will seek to carry out the program of God fully in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we pray for him. We pray that he will be a man after your own heart, that he will be a true shepherd that truly cares for the people, a true shepherd that really loves the people, that has compassion, that has depth of sympathy and empathy for the people, the vulnerable, the weak, the tired, the helpless. That this man, in the name of Jesus, we use the benefit of the office to benefit the people, to cover the people, to protect the people, to help the people in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for his policies. We pray for his policies. That his policies will not be guided by the things that people say around him, but his policies will be guided by the fear of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray that he will be balanced in his outlook. We pray that he will be balanced in his approach to leadership in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray that he will have the guidance of heaven in making decisions in the name of Jesus. We pray that he will be a true shepherd. We pray he will be a godly man. He will walk in godliness in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray that his experiences will not be a handicap to him, but his experiences will be a strength, will be channels of strength in his life and in his assignment in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray. Oh, Father, we pray for your mercy. We pray, God, that you would uphold him. Uphold him with your right hand of righteousness. Father, we ask that you fill him with strength. We pray, God, that you fill him with grace in the name of the Lord Jesus. Renew his youth like the eagles in the name of the Lord Jesus. Add more to his years. Add more to his grace. Add more to his strength. Add more. to his physical stature. In the name of Jesus, replenish his strength. Replenish his strength. Replenish his strength. Replenish his strength. Preserve his life. Preserve his life. Uphold him, oh God. Uphold him, oh God. Uphold him, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help him not to fall into the error of Saul. Let him not fall into the error of Saul. Into the error of people that have come before him. Let him not assume that God's appointment means God's endorsement for everything he does, whether or not it pleases God. Let this man seek to please God. Let this man seek to please God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let him not be proud. Let him not be self-exalting. Let him not be abusive to God's people. Let him not be divisive. Let him be a uniter. Let him bring people together, everybody together. Let him love God's people, all of God's people, in the name of Jesus. Black and white and Hispanic and Asian and everybody, and regardless of their whatever it is they do and whatever it is they believe, help him love and care for everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Help him not fall into the trap of ungodly people around him. In the name of Jesus, as he begins to make important decisions, who he surrounds himself with, help him surround himself with godly people, with competent people, with able people, people who fear God, people who love the people, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray for him that he will not become entitled. He will not become entitled. He will not become entitled. He will not begin to think this is my right. He won't begin to think this is my thing. He won't begin to think I own this. This belongs to me. No, 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 no. He's just a steward. He's just a steward. Father, keep him. Keep him with that heart. That heart. That heart. Lord, that recognizes, has a clear recognition of the truth of what you have devoted to him, what you have committed to his hands. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of humility and meekness, the spirit of humility and meekness. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Grace. 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 Anoint him for this work. Anoint him for this work. Ha! Anoint him for this work. Anoint him for this work. Let this nation come together. Let this nation come together. In the name of Jesus. Grant him the skill to appeal to those who love him and those who don't. Those who celebrate him and those who don't. Give him the skill and the grace to appeal to everyone, everyone, that there can be a spirit of unity in this nation, a spirit of brotherly kindness, a spirit of love, where we can be our neighbor's keeper, our brother's keeper, where we can love one another like Jesus loves us, in the name of the Lord Jesus, where we're not judgmental and critical. Where we're not judgmental and critical of people's weaknesses and people's failings, but where we're accommodating and we're willing to embrace and we're willing to love and we're willing to encourage and we're willing to strengthen in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Ha, ya, 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 ya. Lord, use his strength. Use his weakness as a strength. The Bible says you pick the weak things. You pick the foolish things to confound the wise. Use his weaknesses as a strength. Use his weaknesses as a strength in the name of Jesus. They say he's senile. We declare he's not senile. We speak the life of God upon his mind. We speak the life of God upon his mind, upon his spirit, upon his soul. In the name of Jesus, we speak the breath of Yeshua upon his spirit, soul, and body. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we command you, receive the life of God. Receive the life of God. Receive the life of God in the name of Jesus. We call heaven to attention over Joseph R. Biden in the name of Jesus. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace in the name of Jesus. Yababa shatababa. Shababa shatababa. In the name of Jesus. We set ourselves against the mountains. We set ourselves against the giants. Every obstacle, he will have sufficient confidence, sufficient courage, sufficient boldness to lay hold, to possess the possession of this nation. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. America, be light. Be light to the nations of the world. Under Joe Biden, America, be light to the nations of the world. In the name of Jesus. Doors of this nation, open to the gospel. Those doors open to the gospel. In the name of Jesus. All over the world. All over the world. That this nation continues to be a city on a hill. A city on a hill. A city that declares the rainbow of God in the skies. In the name of Jesus. That declares the promise and the covenant of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We give you praise. We give you praise, oh God. Let's come against every enemy, satanic spirits, satanic agents, everything that will be raised up to target and to obstruct and to limit the efficiency and the ability of this man. In the name of Jesus, let's ask for supernatural agents, the angels of God, to stand with him, to surround him, to protect him. We come against every arrow. No weapon fashioned against him will prosper. In the name of Jesus, every tongue that rises against him in judgment, he will condemn. In the name of Jesus, he will be established in righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Only with his eyes will he see the reward of the wicked. In the name of Jesus. 1,000 may fall on his side and 10,000 on his right hand, but they will not come near his dwelling place. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He will be far from oppression. He will be far from the affliction of the wicked. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We cover him with the blood of Jesus. We speak regarding his protection. We speak regarding his well-being. We speak regarding the life of God within him. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. I want you to pray one more thing, and then we're going to pray just for the nation, for the church, the nation, for unity. But I want you to pray one more thing for this man. Let's pray for favor. It takes favor to be able to go places where doors are shut against you. Let's pray for favor, the favor of God. That the favor of God will be upon him to open hearts. To open hearts. The Bible says even strangers, it tells us in Psalms 18, even strangers, when they hear his voice, they will hearken. They will hearken to him. That is people who are naturally opposed to him. When they hear his voice, their hearts will become open. Let's pray for the favor of God. It's going to require favor to get his job done. Favor to open doors. Favor to open hearts. Favor, favor, favor. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The kind of favor that Joseph had in prison. The kind of favor that made men remember him. The kind of favor that made the king elevate him. The kind of favor that granted him grace to make Egypt the greatest civilization in the land, in their generation. We pray for that favor. We pray for that favor. We pray for that favor. We pray for that favor in the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you praise now. We give you praise. Just take a minute and pray for the church. Pray for the body of Christ. The church has to come together. We have to come together. We have to come together around the purpose of God. We have to come together around the purpose of God. We have to unite. The Bible says in Psalm 133, God pours out his blessing. He commands the blessing where there is unity. Let's pray for unity in the body of Christ in America. Unity over the church in America. In the name of Jesus. And let that unity spill out. Let it spill out from the church to the nation. Let it spill out from the church to the nation. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Bind our hearts together. Bind our hearts together. Help us unite around your purpose. Help us unite around your purpose. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we're excited. We're excited in our spirit. We see prosperity. We see peace. We see favor. We see glory. We see America moving forward to its next level. In the name of Jesus. We see America marching forward to its next season. In the name of Jesus. Marching forward more towards a more perfect union. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We declare peace over this nation. We declare prosperity over this nation. We declare progress over this nation. In the name of Jesus. Oh, that your people will be blessed in this nation. White and black and Hispanic and Asian and every race. Your people will be blessed in this nation. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Just help me bless his name for a minute. Just bless his name for a minute. Let's thank God. He always hears us when we pray. He always hears us. He's a good God. He's a good God. He loves us. We are his people. He loves us. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God, for how you love us. We thank you, God, for how you love us. We thank you, God, for how you love us. We thank you, God, for how you love us. We thank you, God, for how you love us. We thank you, God, for how you love us. We thank you, God, for how you love us. We thank you, God, for how you love us. Shaba ba ba ba. Sheba ba 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 ra ha ba ba. Thank you, God. We will see the travail of our soul and we will be satisfied in the name of Jesus. We receive answers to every prayer. We receive answers to every petition. We receive blessings and open doors and miracles to everything we have requested of you today. We thank you, Father, because humanly speaking, it may be impossible, but not for God. With God, all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Please get your communion elements. Let's get our communion element. We're going to take communion. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so excited in my spirit. Ah, I see in my spirit the move of God. Unprecedented move of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see miracles. I see miracles. I see miracles. I see overflow in the United States of America. I see overflow in the United States of America. Hallelujah. 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 We speak the end to this pandemic, COVID. We speak an end to COVID in the name of Jesus. We speak an end to COVID in the name of Jesus. We speak an end to COVID in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. We're his covenant people. We're his covenant people. There's nothing that happens in our lives that God was not aware of. Nothing, nothing, nothing. There's nothing. And so everything works for our good. And it might not even seem that way initially, but it's working for our good. I understand that this president-elect almost died, had a brain aneurysm at age, whatever, 28 or something, or whatever that was, whenever that was, whatever that was. And I took the mercy of God. Pastor Tinu was describing this to me yesterday. The surgery, if that situation had happened even a few minutes away from where it happened, that man would not have lived. But God kept him. God kept him. This is third time he's trying to be president of the United States. He failed. He failed and he was called a failure. He didn't give up. And they said he didn't have the skills to get there. They said he didn't have the you know, he's not, you know. But the Bible says God raises the beggar out of the dunghill. Yeah. Failure is never permanent. No. Delay is not denial. Yes. Hallelujah. Whatever God promised, he will bring to pass. Amen. And everything is working together for our good. Amen. Amen. Amen.